Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to our daily learning, personal growth, and character development. We are studying in the Orchos Tzadikim, the Gate of Acceptance, Shar HaRatzon. Our learning geared towards inspiring ourselves to inspire others to live more meaningful lives, yearning for attachment and dveikus to the Almighty. The Pasuk tells us in our learning today, the verse in Proverbs in Mishlei, chapter 12, verse 15, Yud Beis Tezvav, that Shlomo HaMelech tells us, V'shomeo le'etza chacham, that a person who listens to counsel is considered a chacham, is considered to be a wise individual. Now, what is shomea? What does it mean to listen? It explains, v'zaposik ein reitza loymer l'shmias ha'oizen bilvad. You know, there are some who think that listening means that I'm just listening with my ears. It enters, but it does not enter deeply. It goes into the cavity of my canal, of my ear, but it doesn't enter into the recess, into the deep depths within my heart to then inspire my ways. Listening here applies not only to the listening of the ear itself alone, bilvad, ella, what we understand what this means, ella shomea perusho, the shomea, the listening, is here the counsel of the wise man, acquiescing to what it is that this chacham, that this wise person tells us, shehu shomea la'atzas chacham. What is it that this chacham tells us? How is it that this wise person guides me? What are the decisions that I have to make? The hashkafas hachayim, the interactions, interpersonal and otherwise, through the wisdom of chachmas ha'torah, chachmas ha'odam, o misiratza la'asos kasha yogidlu ha'chacham. We are not shopping around to try to find the newest novelty for which somebody will tell us something that we want to hear, but I really listen to something that somebody tells us, a chacham, a wise person. I inculcate, I imbue what it is that I'm taught, and I apply it to my life. That is what it means. Shlomo Melech is telling us, one who listens to counsel, listens to eitzah, listens to advice, is considered a wise person from a chacham, and is in this capacity a chacham. The commentaries tell us that what it means when we say the one who listens to counsel is considered wise, in this sense, a Rashi in the Mitzvot Zav explains that a person who seeks counsel from others rather than relying on his own opinion is considered to be a chacham. You know, many of us, of course, have life experience in whatever areas we have that life experience, and we tend to think that we are the world leading authority in our own opinion, noting that we know better how to make decisions, how to resolve conflict resolutions, how to be able to best manage our time and space, relationships with our spouses, our children, our grandchildren, with our colleagues at work, interpersonal relationships within our community. We have wisdom, we have wiseness about us, but actually we are being taught, says the Mitzvot David, and Rashi explains to us that a person who seeks counsel, Eitzah, rather than thinking that they themselves have their own opinion about what they think is right, is considered a chacham, because sometimes from 30,000 feet, when a person's able to see it from the outside, to gain perspective from somebody who might have not the negiyas, the personal attachments to whatever those things are, will be able to counsel you, to guide you in a way that might, maybe yourself, you might not have otherwise thought. That's the basic understanding of these words through Rashi and through the Stavid's interpretation. But here's what's fascinating, because everybody falls into the category of a chacham in some way, shape, or form, and this is where the Rabbeinu Yonah's commentary is very, very significant. He explains that this pasuk, this thought, refers specifically to the wise person himself, which means it's not just that there is somebody who seeks out the counsel of a chacham. That person is wise. That goes without saying. But it also comes to include even the chacham, who himself is wise, who other people go to for that wisdom, although other people seek out his advice for their problems. So the chacham, the wise person himself, seeks out the advice of others for his own personal challenges. Every person has roadblocks and stumbling blocks and challenges which sometimes seem insurmountable. So even a wise person, a chacham, that person reaches out to others. Every Rebbe should have a Rebbe. Every person should have somebody to whom, even though they feel that they're worthy, that they're deserving, that they're wise in whatever area that is, everybody would benefit and does benefit from having counsel achieved through other means. That person does not rely on the wisdom that he knows he has. Here too, what we understand, the midah, the trait of willingness to reach out to others, is considered kol amarba reza meshubach. It's considered praiseworthy. We understand v'shomeya le'etza chacham to mean that others who seek out the wise counsel from others, and then even the wise person who seeks out the counsel for himself as well. We'll continue with this idea, the notion where we have a deeper understanding of how to be accepting and to accept ourselves for who we are, and how we can achieve, advance, grow in our dveikus, our connection, our clinging to the Ratzon Hashem, the ways of God, as we continue to learn together. Wishing everybody a happy, a holy, and a very special day.